I think this football club, you know, is one of the founding clubs, and you know, this really is one of the old school grounds now, where the crowd are the 12th man, very close to the pitch, and it is really an intimidating place to play your football. But it is iconic, you know, some of the greatest players have graced this fantastic turf. And, you know, the club's moving in the right direction now. So, you know, it has a long line of history.
I was about to say, you have, I suppose, experienced Goodison Park from both ends. You've come here for the opposition and you've also come here, obviously, as a home player. So what are the differences between those two?
Well, you know, as an opposition player, that you never have an easy game here. And the crowd do play a serious part. They're very, you know, partisan to the blue shirts. And you know it's going to be a difficult day. And obviously when you play here, you know, I've been lucky enough to captain the team as well. It is such a powerful thing to be coming up out of there with, you know, Zed Cars playing and the buzz of the crowd. And, you know, they really are the 12th man, the fans. So when I look at it, I look back with fond memories of all my times at Goodison Park. And I'm just so pleased that I can come back now and help with the 125-year commemoration.
And in an age of modern stadia, can this be an asset in Ronald Koeman's present-day team?
I seriously think so. I believe a lot of the European players that are now gracing the Premier League maybe don't quite get what this grounds are, this team and this club's about. And when they come here and they actually feel the atmosphere, it can intimidate you. It really can. And don't matter where you play in the world, a partisan home crowd like this can really be the 12th man. I think Goodison Park, you know, Gladys Street, Park End, everywhere, when it's bouncing, it is intimidating for anybody.
And talking of this current team, Wayne Rooney back, of course, and he's somebody you have first-hand knowledge of playing with his first time here.
Of course. I think Wayne coming back, it was meant to be. You know, Wayne left under a little bit of a cloud, which I could tell you it wasn't his doing. But, you know, that's a lot of water under the bridge. He left the boy, he's come back a man. He's an experienced player. He's captained his country. He's a record goal scorer. And I think we're going to get the best of Wayne Rooney. We're going to get the best of Wayne Rooney for the squad's sake as well. You know, the football club's moving in the right direction. I think the right manager's in place. New owner, Bill Kenwright, has taken some stick about that. But I think he's picked very wisely. Fahd Moshiri is the right fit. And I think this club is definitely going to move in the right direction.
What do you think is achievable with this current squad this season?
I believe they have to challenge for the top four. Yeah, got to challenge for the top four places. Whether they'll get it or not, I don't know. But I think that has to be that progress of challenging for that top four, making a serious challenge. I think that's the one that the club have to consider.
And just thinking about yourself when you play, the kind of striker you were, are they missing someone like you, a big man up front, big powerhouse?
I do. I think that's the only thing they're really lacking. Obviously, you can never have enough quality players. But when I look through the squad, that big guy up front who can hold the ball up, who can, you know, threaten in the air, who could threaten in behind, I think that could possibly be a key component to this team. And I'm sure Ronald Koeman's looking at it. He's been linked with quite a few of that type of player. Obviously there's still room to get one in. Add that type of player to it, and I think the squad could be starting to look a lot more complete.
And just going back to Goodison Park, do you have a single favourite moment of yours as an Everton player?
Well, was that the game, penultimate game of the season against West Ham, where we had to win really to stay up. And I'd never forget that day. We ended up winning the game 6-0. And it was such an amazing atmosphere. Never forget, with about 10 minutes to go, there were people trying to come onto the pitch. All the stewards were around the side and people were just coming on, savouring the moment because we'd survived. And I'll never, ever forget that moment.
And I love the way you talk about Everton as we, even now. Clearly a club close to your heart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fans always tell me, you know, when this club touches you, you know, you stay blue forever. And I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to be a part of this club. And I definitely say we, because I fell in love with the club, and gladly the club fell in love with me. So, you know, I'm not going to say we're married because marriages can break up, but, you know, I absolutely love this club.
And just finally, what are you doing now? Sure, many fans listening would like to know that.
Well, I'm a football dad. I've got a son who's at Stoke, and I'm involved with security. I've been involved with security for 10 years. So I do humanitarian work with the Bring Hope Humanitarian Foundation as well. So, you know, I don't have a lot of time, but I'm glad I found a bit of time to do this.